Welcome back, my friends. Chef and a Fat Man live from the Big Green Egg Retail Center, better known as the candy store for eggheads. This is really an amazing place to come. Chef Eric, we have never come into this place where we haven't walked out with something new.
I mean, everywhere you look, there's something to be had.
In fact, Chef and a Fat Man Love Rub is right here on the shelf. And it's just an incredible place to come. But, you know, now, Chef Eric, unfortunately, you're not going to be able to make John Hall's, I believe it's their sixth year of the fifth or sixth year of the North Georgia Mountain Egg Festival up in Hiawassee.
Yeah.
It's the weekend of the 13th and 14th. It is an absolutely amazing place. This first year, you're not going to be able to make it because you have something far more exciting. Well, not far more exciting, but...
Oh, it's far more exciting.
Yes. Why?
It's my daughter graduating college.
Yes. Yeah, exciting for numerous reasons.
Well.
Woohoo!
Yes, but then I get to pay for her master's after that. So, you know.
God.
But she's coming home for that.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, I mean, were you excited about her going right for her master's? Wouldn't you have, like, darling, why don't you take a couple years off, make
nope.
some money?
Nope.
No?
Nope, not at all. Go do it. Because what she wants to be in is counseling, and you got to have your master's, your certifications, and all that stuff. So,
I know a lot of people that would like to be counseled by Dominique. She's a very intelligent young lady.
Yes, she is. And,
is she
the
not?
The engineer's yelling at you for some reason. I'm not really
sure. Is
she
not?
Why.
She's
yes,
extremely.
She is. She's incredibly intelligent. She's apparently, supposedly, my daughter, but, you know, I don't know.
Well, she's Renee's daughter.
She's definitely Renee's daughter.
Yeah. And she's going for I'm getting the finger from the engineer. No, Batman. No. But anyway, right. Chef Eric, the graduation is coming up. We will be here with Steve Reichlin on May 17th. And we've got the Southern Cigar Festival coming up. You're going to be in Germany. I mean, a month of May and already June is going to be, what are you waving those under my nose for? You just went by with these big quarter-pound burgers on, look like almost like pretzel rolls with cheese melted over the top, and he put it right under my nose as he walked back to the kitchen that has a secure code on that we can't get into. What kind of evilness? Well, anyway, talking about that, I see you went and got a big fatty.
I did. I got my fatty that I went out there and smoked. It's got the bacon on the outside and the bacon weave. And it's mild Italian sausage on the inside. And then there's, let's not forget the cheddar cheese that's inside of that. And here, let's try and give you a display.
Of course.
Position here.
Now, you know, I know some people whose lives were very strange in college.
Uh-huh.
When you said you were making a big fatty, they totally misunderstood.
Oh, I can't help them with that. I mean...
Yeah,
I don't know what they were thinking it was, but yeah. So that's my
okay.
I think from this angle.
Okay,
right
from
here,
this maybe, angle.
Yeah.
Okay, food stylist.
You can
stylist.
Get some of the onion. You can get some of that stuff in it as well.
Wait a minute.
But yeah, so the fatty is essentially that bacon weave, where I've rolled into it mild Italian sausage, Mexican chorizo, and cheddar cheese, wrapped it all up, and put it on the egg at about 350 for. About an hour and 15 minutes. And now, while that rests, I'm going to take a pan that has the bacon oil that we already had in there.
What do you call it?
Bacon oil.
And why do you call it bacon oil?
Because it sounds better than bacon fat.
One good reason.
And I'm going to take some chilies, some onion, and in this case, the chili I'm using is a serrano. I got some onion in there, and what it's in is in my bacon oil that was left over from rendering the early bacon for the maple stuff. So that'll give us some nice flavor there. While that is sautéing away, I'm going to drop in some Mexican chorizo. This is, after all, a Mexican quinoa dish. So we'll take in some of that, and let's add in one more of those. So these are the little chorizos that the casings are not edible. You have to cut them out of the casing. There you go. All right. And we'll break that up into the onions and into the jalapenos or the serranos. You can use jalapenos here if you want to, but again, where I went, there were no jalapenos.
You know, Chef Eric, there's one thing that you never hear anybody talk about on any cooking shows when they talk about cooking with chorizo.
When what?
And it's always bugged me.
What's
no
that?
Cooking shows ever talk. I mean, you and I know chorizo is a style of sausage, which means that there are numerous interpretations. And from carniceria to carniceria, you can have extremely different. And yet, everybody talks about, oh, yeah, you just throw in chorizo. And I got to tell you, I've had some chorizo that the flavor profile is so totally different that it does not bode well. So I would always recommend before you use with chorizo, especially if you aren't familiar with it, you need to try some, not in a dish, you need to try some cooked up, just get a little bit to start and see what you can do with it. Would you agree?
Well, if you're getting Mexican chorizo, it's really going to be pretty consistent. Mexican chorizo is typically going to be a lot of paprika.
Yeah.
Salt, cumin, celery seed in some cases. It's going to be pretty consistent across the board. Where chorizo gets to be different is when you have, let's say, Johnsonville doing chorizo. Okay, then it's going to be different. It could be very good.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's bad. It's just a different flavor profile. By the way, I've got to work on this a little bit quickly here. We're going to take the quinoa. We've added that into the plate. And I'm going to drain off some of my black beans. Drop in a can of black beans. And we're going to add in a can of white corn. And again, drain that off. We don't want all the liquid. Some of it's fine. It's
have you tried the
thickness.
Loose burger? The one that he wafted past my nachos?
I have not yet.
Oh, it's killer.
Now we got some fire roasted tomatoes. I got a can of fire roasted tomatoes. We'll open this up real quick. And we're going to add that in with all the liquid. Now we're going to take a cup of chicken stock. Add that in. All right, so now we've got all the big ingredients in there. So we have the chorizo, we've got the corn, the black beans, the fire-roasted tomatoes, the quinoa.
Oh, man.
The onions, the jalapenos or serrano chilies, whatever you want. And this has to now cook for about 20, 25 minutes. Before we release it to the egg to finish cooking, I'm going to lay in a good amount of cumin. It's about a tablespoon. A little bit more, maybe.
Tablespoon?
Yeah. And then we're going to do about the same amount of chili powder, dark chili powder. I know my proportions.
Yeah.
You know what?
The portion you call a teaspoon, it has a tea in it. It has a spoon in it.
All right. So we mix all this stuff together. And let me make sure I didn't miss anything because there's a few ingredients in this. Let's see. Tomatoes. Chili, cumin. Oh, a little bit of salt. Sorry.
Okay. But here's the thing, though, and we kid about.
You know,
you eyeball
it
because if you know your herbs, you know your spices, you know your salt, you can tell by feel and by look how much is righteous.
Yep, absolutely. So what I'm going to do at this point is we're going to take this out onto the egg while you get your picture taken.
Well, with important people. I mean, I'm always there. Hey, listen, I'll take my picture with anybody for $5. I'm easy.
So I'm going to go ahead and take this out, put it on the egg. Again, we want the egg to be at about 350.
Now, this is in a beautiful cast iron pot or pan.
Yep.
It's like a fry pan almost. I'll get the door for you.
Thank you.
And they say I don't help out. My
God. That's true.
I've gotten off my chair twice for you today.
So this is about this is going to go out for about 20 minutes. And we'll just take it out here. We've got a little street noise. But by the way, this is right off of where you can hear 85 South right in front of us.
Which one?
Let's go in the other one.
Right here?
Yeah, let's see how the O'Hara Bake is doing.
Leave that alone.
Yeah, okay, let's open this one over here.
There you go. Perfect. Oh, perfect.
So we're going to drop that in there, in that beautiful cast iron. Now, you could do this in a little Dutch oven as well.
Yeah.
But that pan works well. And we'll just take one more peek here at our maple crumble. That's looking pretty good. Looking pretty good.
I'll tell you what, Chef Eric, it looks extraordinary. In fact, that might be the best yet, although that sandwich rocked. Talking about rocking, when we come back, Chef Eric's got stuff off the egg. We got more food, fun, and celebrating good life live from the Big Egg Retail Center in beautiful, well, I don't know what you call it, Doraville, Norcross, whatever.